Hello and welcome to Mystical and Mysteries, the podcast. Join your host, Olivia Dibert, as she talks about true crime with a psychic medium twist. She will be spotlighting missing persons, cold cases, and paranormal investigations, and featuring interviews with experts in their field, psychic medium roundtables, and covering any and every topic under the metaphysical umbrella. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Mystical Mysteries, the podcast. Today, I have my group of awesomeness with me today. And we have Dee and Maria, Nadine, Milo, and Eli. And we're missing a couple of people, but that's okay. We are focusing on a really interesting case today, you guys. This guy has plagued my thoughts, honestly, since he disappeared. And I don't know why he caught my attention so much. So when I had decided to do Pennsylvania, he was one of the first people I thought of that I really wanted to cover. And I got some juicy shit on this one. I don't know about you guys, but when I tapped into him, I was like, it was crazy. Once I read his story, right? Because as we're doing our readings, it's like, whatever, you write your stuff down and then you start reading up on it and you're like, holy shit. So today we are doing Centre County, it's Pennsylvania now. It's Centre County District Attorney Ray Greikar. And I hope I'm saying that right. You guys know how I am with names. But he disappeared April 15th of 2005. He, at the time, was living with his live-in girlfriend. He told her that he was going to go for a drive. And that was it. Never heard from ever again. And he does live in Lewisburg, I believe, in Pennsylvania. But the last sighting of him was him driving down Route 192 in going towards Lewisburg. And like, that was it. And I do know that he was driving a red Mini Cooper. And later that car was found in a parking lot of the street of like antique shops. It's like a little downtown area, it sounds like. And it's kind of like a bit of a mall. And his car was found 2 days after his disappearance. The car was locked with no keys inside. Ray's cell phone was also turned off. And really, that was it. He was 59 years old. He was getting ready to retire in like the next 8 months. So he's like working towards this goal. And there was all kinds of like leads in the beginning that all turned into dead ends. And of course, nothing has happened since then. So I am so excited to hear what you have to say about this case. Because I found this one fascinating. And to be quite honest, I'll just wait until you guys say what you need to say. I'll say what I need to say. And we can kind of go from there. Does anybody want to start? Oh, you bubbles.
Yeah, I mean, I can start.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so I'm, you know how I do, I just read, right?
Yeah, I know how you do.
So, because I have to go fast, because it all comes fast. So I did have a pretty hard time connecting. So like one of the first things I got was that he's alive and not missing, or not dead, but definitely missing. I saw some kind of seal, like a round seal. It had something to do with like law enforcement. So that makes kind of sense with the district attorney thing. I saw the Lady Justice holding scales. From this, I think it means that he was in trouble with the law. I feel like he left on his own, but had help. I felt pulled overseas. So I was like, was this a missing person from another country? And then I made a note to myself to do a pendulum session. I got the impression that he had done something shady illegal and had fled to stay out of prison. I saw a spot of land that had two bridges near it. I don't feel like that he's dead. I heard what sounded like Russian language or some kind of Slavic language. I'm getting a lot of pushback. He does not want to be found. It's like the living vibe I get, the do not disturb thing I get.
Okay.
I feel like he's been missing for some time, like 15 or 20 years or so. It felt that family is important here. Not that family wasn't important to them, but somehow family is involved with his missingness.
Oh,
that's a word.
It is now.
They know something about this, and they helped him cover his tracks, destroying all records. There's some kind of money involved, a bribe or hush money. I got the impression I would not like him as a person. my first pendulum session, I asked, where are you? And I was pulled to a spot over in on the Europe area of the world map, right by Italy, in a spot like Croatia and Slovenia. My second session, I asked, where was he? And I was pulled to the US map around Maryland or the Pennsylvania area. So how cool is that?
Yeah.
And then the third session, I asked where I could find his physical location. And I was again pulled to the Croatian Slovenia area of the European map. So I believe he's alive and living near family in Croatia or Slovenia. I also heard the national anthem of Canada at one point, but I didn't recognize it until I was dowsing. So that's where I'm at.
Wow. That's really cool. Cool. All right, Dee, go for it.
There's so many things from what Milo was saying was what I picked up on with him as well. So I did a general energy check-in with him, just an overview. I said that I feel there were two sides to him, almost like a double life. He came across as strong and confident and a very intelligent man, but he also seemed to live a duplicitous life, and he lived in fear. I saw fear in his eyes, a lot of fear in his eyes. And then I got the words, deals are made. So then I asked, what was he fearful of, was my question, because I did this intuitively. Being exposed, reputation being ruined, losing respect. He made a decision that brought him more peace. And so this is just automatic writing that I was doing, so it might jump around a little bit.
That's fine.
I see a symbol like an emoji of a camera, as if he was recorded saying or doing something, and this was used to control, blackmail him, or coerce him into doing things that he should go against, that should go against his principles. But he has been complicit in his actions in doing something shady. He's had sleepless nights on how to extract himself from this predicament. And it was interesting that I got the word extract, like remove himself.
Right.
So I asked the question, what caused him to disappear on April the 15th, 2005? I was shown a dark blue to black car in a car park. It's a like a 2-liter sedan with a sloping back quarter light window. He drove away is what I got. He arranged for a car to be at the car park. He can't change his appearance, but he can change his location, exclamation mark is what I got. I felt he moved north, and I had the words Canada, Milo, British, and London. So I got that connection, like maybe that was a transit through possibly to what Milo was saying as well. And then I accidentally, when I just opened up the map, of America, the US, I actually accidentally dropped a pin on Delaware. And I don't know if that might be significant to anybody. I don't know the states at all, but it dropped pinned on Delaware. And it might be somewhere that he went initially to then transit from there. I feel someone suspects or knows something about his disappearance and helped in some way as well. I asked, what is his current physical state as of February 2023? And I was shown a frail old man slumped in a lounge chair. So I felt he was alive and had aged, and that he regrets, but he's philosophical about how his life turned out. Additional notes, I had, I'm not that good with names, but I had the name Cynthia and Cindy, and I don't know if that's anything to do with anyone in his life. I did also get an impression that he had been involved with other people in his life. He wasn't just a lonely old man sort of thing, that he did create a different life where he was, but not a very big public life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my notes.
He did. It looks like he did have a plan to go visit his daughter. And his daughter lives in Seattle, Washington. And his girlfriend at the time, her name was Patty Fornicola, something like that. It's very interesting. I just wanted to let you guys know a computer, and his computer was found. Oh, I'm looking here. I'm not going to say it. You guys have to help me. Shashlikwanik River. I can never say this. Oh my, my husband would be dying right now if he heard me say that. I can hear you guys laughing. Let's see. It is, come on. Where the heck is it? Susquehanna Susquehanna River. So it was, and it was just his laptop, and it was found in pieces. So it was in the river. I just found that kind of odd. I don't know about you guys, but I just, and none of the information that was on his computer was recoverable. And his hard drive was there too. So not a shocker for me, at least from what I got. But all right, who wants to go next? All right, shit, I'll do mine. How's that? You guys eventually have to go. All right. So I always like put a title to my readings. Dude with White Shirt. That's PA Dude with White Shirt is what I had. I initially saw a woman with long brown hair. I did see him driving with her in a vehicle. I felt like this was like a city setting, buildings and bridges in the background. I felt like she was Caucasian, roundish eyes, narrow face, kind of like a pointy nose, possibly between 40s and 50s. And I wasn't quite sure how they were connected yet. But she came in strongly for me. So I felt like I needed to say it. And I did feel water, river, and then trees. And I just kept seeing a lot of trees. And I saw him laughing and smiling a lot with this woman. So now I'm kind of guessing maybe it was his girlfriend. But and I felt like he was, and I just said to myself, like, did he come back from something work related, or was he going to something work related? So apparently that was the excuse he gave his girlfriend when he left, was that he was going to go for a drive and possibly do some, a little work. Now I did see him go into a driving, like a parking lot. And I saw, a large building and then kind of a, like a bit of a warehouse, like really, really old. And I heard the name Jacko or Jocko, something J related. And I felt like there was something like deliberately thrown there. Like I felt like I got rid of stuff there. And I know that I felt like I saw them drive down and I felt like I saw it's close to like a railroad tracks, the rivers there. I saw the bridge. I'm kind of now like below, almost underneath the bridge a bit. But I know I felt like I got rid of something there. I just couldn't see it. And then I skipped into a like parking lot type of area. And I felt two men there. Like as soon as I got out of the car, I felt like two bigger, larger men. I almost felt like I did still feel a little surprised to see them. So I kind of felt like ambushed a little bit, but the two men were there. I did see one of them as tall, brown hair, beard. I just felt like they were like big guys. Like these guys were big. And one of them did have a tattoo on his hand or on his knuckles. I did feel like they were around their 20s and 30s, way a lot younger than this district attorney. Okay. And I felt like this guy's neck was super big. So I just felt like there's this conflict between these two guys and this district attorney. And I did also see one guy almost with like a athletic jacket. I just kind of saw like a Letterman jacket also, but I couldn't figure out what sport it was for, whether it was like football jacket or a baseball jacket, but I saw something like that. I saw a guy with reddish brown hair and the other one with black hair or dark brown hair. And I think that this district attorney was still very surprised to see them. And he was a bit scared, to be quite honest. A little nervous. Let's see. I did say about the train tracks. I did see a sedan style car. I thought higher end. I almost felt pulled to like a Mercedes or something. And I think that this is for the perpetrators, not for the victim. I'm calling him a victim. I did feel like he may have been beat up or attacked at some point. But I never saw him die. And I never saw like murder weapons or anything like that. Okay. Then I felt like, okay, where do I go? I started seeing a government building and it was very large. And I saw him in front of this building talking to media, like he was addressing things. And I just kept seeing like TV cameras and flash, like, you know, when they take pictures, I kept seeing flashes like that. And talking. And then I said, politician, question mark. Is he running for office? Cause it's almost like I just saw him in that light because I saw the white building behind him. And then I put, mob mentality. There's something about a group of people, almost like higher ups, politicians, but it's like this mob mentality, or is this the mob? Like I couldn't figure that out, but that's what it felt like to me. And I just started seeing reporters like crazy. Like there was something about reporters. I just started seeing them everywhere. And then I started hearing like an R name. I knew that finances might be an issue. I felt like anger and humiliation was involved somehow. I felt sleazy, like just real, this guy could be, he just made really bad decision, which kind of pulled him into a world that he may not have wanted to be in necessarily. But boom, now he's in, he can't, like, I don't think he felt like he could get out. There was no way out. And then I started getting, well, with him also, I started to feel like he started power tripping a bit. I felt a little bit of like, my shit doesn't stink. I'm a bit of a narcissist. He's a really good manipulator is how I felt about this guy, this DA. And then I started getting the letter G, and then I heard Gerald, and then I heard Jerry. And then I was like, was he meeting someone? Is he meeting someone or meeting up with someone? Like, I just kept getting these. So for me, those words were like active still. So even though in my head, in my left brain, I kind of was assuming he was dead, but I kept getting all these words of action, right? So like, where is he? Who's he meeting? Like, I just felt like he was meeting someone. And I knew that at some point, this Jerry Gerald was a very big deal, but I didn't know how. So I will tell you, do you guys want me to tell you, or should we listen to more readings first?
I can share if you'd rather.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so let's see. I was barely into the session when I got the skull overlay, which is one of my symbols for them being deceased. So, I mean, it happened almost too quickly before I was even fully in. But I just kind of went with it. I kept trying to make him a counselor, and I knew that wasn't right, but being a lawyer, now I understand.
Yeah.
I also focused on a sedan, and I saw him changing cars at some point, and that made no sense to me. But I saw him in a light colored sedan, and I don't know how to describe it other than I kept feeling like I was keeping everyone at arm's length, and like secretive, I guess. I guess that's the better word for it. But I did see an airbag go off, and I also noticed there was a female passenger in the car. I did a sketch of her. I also got water, and I kept seeing like a flow of water and then like a banging on the window from the outside. And so I turned it into a flood, but nothing else I really got kind of fit with the flooding. The passenger was younger than him, 20s, rounder features, rounder eyes, fair skin, dark hair. And then I couldn't shake the suffocation and mudslide kind of sensation that was coming through. Then it got weird. So I saw the car, like halfway down an embankment, like it had gone off the road, but it didn't fall all the way down. Like there was a steep cliff, from 3 to 6 o'clock. But then like at 12 o'clock, there was a huge drop off going even deeper and even further. And I kept smelling gasoline and spicy food of all things. You know, I'm crap with direction and location and all of that, but, I did get, I did hone in on like Vermont, Delaware area for a location for him. The other big thing that I kept picking up consistently was I could hear horses around him, and it even struck me like, why can I hear these horses? That isn't, you know, dead folks don't hang out with horses.
Right.
It was right. Really, really weird. And I'm kind of wondering, after you described his daughter in Seattle, I'm kind of wondering if maybe Oh, of course. Here, can you hold that up to yours so it...
Oh, interesting. I have to dig and see if I can find a picture of her.
So yeah, that was the bit I got on this gentleman. I am also not that fond of lawyers, but I felt like he put me at ease in some regards. Like he had that way of calming people down to sort of get them to do what he wants.
Yeah, manipulator.
Kind of, but you don't notice that you're being manipulated until.
Yep. Right. That's awesome. You guys, a fair amount of you guys got Delaware area. Interesting. All right, Nadine, you wanna go?
Sure. All right. So the first word that I heard was shady. It's the shady person. And then the next word I heard was vanish or vanished. I heard the German word for some reason. I heard that lots of people didn't like him and they might have wanted to harm him for some reason. Something about him, maybe, I don't know if he was a shady lawyer or something like that, but it just felt like there could have been a reason why people might have wanted to get rid of him, almost a sense, you know? Mm-hmm. I also got a vehicle. And you mentioned a higher end. I saw something like a Cadillac, but okay. a darker color, not a light colored one, definitely like a black or dark color Cadillac. And I also saw two people like you did getting him into that vehicle. But I know that he did not know these people at all. Like he didn't know these people. For some reason, I do feel as if the person who planned to have him picked up by that vehicle, he knew that person. But right. He didn't know those two people that were in the vehicle that were picking him up, interestingly enough.
That is interesting because I did write down, I just saw, you know how I do. I'm like Milo. I just start writing like crazy and I can't read my own writing. But I did write the word hit. I felt like it was a hitman. Like the one guy orchestrated it, but these two guys were there. Or something.
They were sent in a sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They were sent to some way, shape, or form. Because he knew the person who planned it, but he didn't know the other people who actually did the dirty work. In a sense, that's the feeling that I was getting. Also, like you, I got like he was. I heard battered. He was battered. So I guess he was hit, and he was bound and duct tape over the mouth. That's what I felt like. They were just maybe even didn't really know where they were going. So that's kind of the feeling that I got. What else did I get? Let me see. I was more pulled towards not in water. I didn't feel any water because I did both a normal session and then a pendulum session. I asked the pendulum, is he in water? And the pendulum said no. I got him in a very remote area, more towards the north end of. I looked at the map. I got him more towards the north end of Pennsylvania. And then when I asked if he is close to the border of New York, I was told no. So more towards the north, but not necessarily, I don't know.
Right.
I feel that he, for some reason, I felt he was passed away in a wooded area. I feel he was dumped. And when Eli said something in regards going down, I felt it was like a ravine or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I asked if he was going to be found eventually, and he said eventually he'll be found, but not anytime soon, but eventually they'll find something. And supposedly he would be all intact. It wouldn't just be like, you would find most of his, not just like the skull that we had in the last class, but you would find most of his bones and things like that.
Right.
So he would be mostly intact. That's all I got.
That's pretty good though, too. So you think he's dead?
Yeah. I mean, I pendulum several times on that. And also when I kind of looked at him, I just really felt like he just gave me like this cold stare, this, like no emotion, no, nothing living. But it could also be because he was a cold person. I don't know. Right? Like this cold, shady kind of guy. I don't know.
Yeah. And Eli, you thought he was still alive?
I did. And I'm kind of, or actually, I thought he was dead.
Okay.
But I was on the fence because it came really, really quickly.
Right.
And I'm kind of wondering if he hasn't assumed a different life. I wonder if there isn't sort of a disconnect with his prior identity. Right. And that might be why we're getting kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, because normally we are all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all are, usually. So this is interesting. Maria, what'd you get?
Okay, this is really interesting because I always pushed away to work on him and I don't know why, but maybe now I know because you told about him, told us something about him. So I just had the picture of him and I felt drawn to Pennsylvania. And and actually my first impression was that he was dead. Sorry. Because I was asking for his physical location and I got my feet on the ground and the four trees around me. And so on. Oh, wait a second, where am I? Oh, I didn't look at the events of the crime because I was focusing more on the location.
Right.
I kind of felt more than one location. And
yeah,
I got a road or highway number that has 9 and 2 in it. Also, I got more than one person involved. I definitely got a man and a woman with long hair, but I can't say blonde, but in between blonde and brown. Though I feel the woman was not directly involved in the killing or the woman knows what happened, yes. Mm. My impression is that he was murdered inside a building and he had been kept somewhere for some time before he was moved to the location when he was murdered. Maybe, yes, maybe we picked up that he wanted to disappear and he is alive. I'm not sure. But as I said, I got him in the ground, buried. The ground felt like in a forest. It felt moist, muddy, with leaves and bushes. Also, I had the impression of an incline. Then I also heard moving water and it felt like a creek or a river. And also I had the impression of a waterfall and a pool or a pond below the waterfall. Then I sensed something black, box-shaped in the water. So when I got this, I thought there are different locations involved in this case. And maybe that's why I thought he was dead, because I was thinking of body parts.
Right.
Yes. but you said they found his laptop. Maybe mm-hmm. I saw the laptop in the water. And right. Maybe they also put some other stuff somewhere or buried it, whatever. Yes, I got the location outside of town, in nature, farmland, meadows. Yes, I think that was it. It wasn't such a great connection, I think.
Well, I just think that he, you know, sometimes I know I have a harder connection with people that are alive, right? Sometimes it like comes in and out. And sometimes when I get nothing, it's like blank. It's because that person's alive and just naturally has a stronger guard, you know, but usually because I can usually tap into people, which is, you know, a little unnerving, but I just can. And so sometimes I'm like, well, if I'm not getting it, I'm wondering if it's because he's alive and my brain wants to kill him off because he's been missing for so long. You know, I don't know. So I did do some digging and, you know, of course, all his colleagues are like, you know, we think there's foul play involved, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you, here's something that I found very interesting. Have you guys heard about the Penn State child sex abuse scandal? Mm-hmm. Penn State, Jerry Sandusky. No, you guys haven't heard that. So big deal. This guy was a well-loved football coach for Penn State here in Pennsylvania. And later down the road, he was busted for, abusing a lot of the football players and kids in general. Like I'm not kidding, 50 people that came out of the woodwork, and they think there's probably even more. His name is Jerry Sandusky. And I was getting the name Jerry and Gerald. And I felt like this was one of the main reasons he disappeared was because of this particular case. So the district, and how this is related, is the district attorney was, he was going to take the case to fight for Jerry, on the side of Jerry. So Penn State and the Penn State football is such, I mean, we're not even in the South, y'all. This is like Pennsylvania, but it is like religion out here for Penn State. And this was like, I remember when this broke out, which I think was the early 2000s, maybe 9 or 10 or something like that. People were going apeshit. People were upset. People were mad that they were accusing Jerry of doing all, he didn't do this. There's no way, blah, blah. I mean, people truly believed it. And they had 50 people coming out of the woodwork saying he abused me. And one of the other coaches walked in. He wasn't sure what was going on between this particular coach, Jerry Sandusky, and another child. But he had a feeling that it was not right. He reported it. He became the whistleblower in this whole scandal. And he is a hated person. And the college tried to fire him. So this scandal was huge. But this district attorney decided to team up to support Jerry. And when he decided to do that, he soon disappeared. So this, I just was crapping my pants, because you guys know me, I'm not big on names. So when I get a name, I'm just what? And so this was such a big deal that I wasn't surprised that this happened. And I felt like that makes sense with the money. I think some of us got money was involved, hush money. Milo, what did you get? You got some weird stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I got hush money or bribes.
Yes, yeah.
But I also felt distinctly that I would not like him as a person.
Right.
And I always go with my gut on those things.
Yeah, your gut's usually pretty disgustingly accurate. I just thought it was interesting, because I got the news reporters, I got politicians, and I have no doubt that mob mentality are those people of wealth that maybe were trying to support Jerry, so I just find that so freaking interesting. And I'm really interested. What I kind of find doubly interesting is that half of, we're almost half and half dead and alive. I felt like he was deceased, but I kept getting words that were action words. So I'm so confused about this. And normally I'm like, oh my God, yeah, totally, he's dead. But I don't know. Now that I've heard all your guys' readings, this is really interesting. The fact that he was getting ready to retire anyways, and everything was coming to an end in his career, tied off so neatly, it's very possible that he just left. But would he leave his daughter? Well, if he's in danger,
I was gonna say, I think he would if it was, leave the country or go to prison.
Yeah. And the other thing I felt was that he probably had some death threats before he actually disappeared. So I'm wondering if these two guys that I kept picking up were something that happened before the fact of his disappearance. Because after a while, I started, like, when I was re-going over what these perpetrators looked like that I saw that, you know, were by his car, and he was scared. He was scared. I felt that that feeling in my body. They looked like football players. I mean, they had that build, the thick neck, the big body. Now, I'm not saying any of those football players were involved with his disappearance by any means, but I can see where some of those football players hate this guy, right? For supporting Jerry. I don't know.
Well, so, I know Dee had also picked up on fear in her reading.
Yeah, I did. Dee, and you felt it for the victim, right, Dee?
I felt that he had a huge amount of fear of being exposed, that there was something that he had done and been recorded doing.
Right.
That was used against him to keep him quiet, to make him go against his own values and principles to do something which would be supporting someone who had charges against him.
Right.
So there was a huge fear on his part about being exposed, being blackmailed, whatever, and coerced into a behavior that made him want to step out of that life.
Yes.
And Olivia, what did you say about his computer? It was destroyed and thrown in the water.
They found pieces, and they did find it in pieces, but isn't that weird that they found it in pieces, but they found all the pieces. That's interesting. But everything that was on it was destroyed. Dun, dun, dun.
And what would be the reason to do that other than to destroy evidence?
Exactly. And to hide shit.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that even if you delete things, it's still there, that it can still be found.
Exactly.
And I looked this up before, like last night, because it's morning for me. So after I did my session, I went and had a look. The laptop was found in the river or whatever, but the hard drive had been taken out of it and smashed to smithereens. So that's what Milo's saying, is that it was a deliberate attempt by somebody, presumably him, to cover every track.
Yeah,
because that's what I picked up on. He was concerned about his reputation being exposed and something coming out.
Right. Interesting. Now, I know this just popped in my head, Nadine, when you were talking about how you asked yourself, do you think that he will be found? I also felt like he would have been found. And I did feel like he would be found dead. I'm wondering if when he eventually passes, if he's still alive, if that's what we're talking about, like an, oh shit, here's this dude, Ray, that's been missing for so many years in the United States, because a lot of you got pulled also right overseas or. I think Dee and Eli, didn't you get also Europe connection or something?
No, I got Delaware.
You got Delaware. Dee,
and I got Delaware as well.
And did you,
which was interesting because I dropped a pin and it just accidentally dropped into Delaware. And when Eli said that, I was like, what?
That's crazy, right?
That's so specific.
It's very specific. And I am geographically inclined. I mean, how close am I? Is this water? Does it run through Delaware? Is it am I close to Delaware? I mean, I don't know.
I have a question because I'm not in the States. How easy is it to transition across from the US into Canada? Do you need passports? How do you get there? He also has the means, possibly, and even the money, because he would have had a very high paying job.
Right.
I felt the money was put aside secretly. There's some way that he has money hidden away. But how do you transition into Canada? And also then, like Milo said, and like I felt British was the word I had, and London. But then right. I know that those are some of the names in the States as well. And I was thinking, could it be British Columbia? You know, what could it be? But it said British.
Interesting.
I felt England. So how do you transition into Canada?
I'm not a world traveler by any means.
We live in Michigan. So for us to go across the border, we have to have a passport or a super ID, made by the state.
Right.
But in 2005, I don't know if that was in place yet. The World Trade Center went down in 2001. Mm-hmm. But I think it was quite a few years after before they instituted a policy for the passport and the special IDs to get over into Canada. So he may have been able to just drive across.
That makes a lot of sense to me, because I did a case with this other psychic medium named Sophie, who is in Canada. And I kept telling her that I felt like there was a human trafficking with children happening, and that there was that border. And I'm like, I don't know why. Because I'm not a world traveler. I've not had to use a passport ever. But I couldn't understand why these people were so easily able to get from Canada to the United States with like no problems. And this was early 2000s. So that's really interesting that would make sense to me, at least, that maybe the restrictions were not as much because of, you know, we went kind of crazy with the 9/11 stuff with all the reports.
And to Dee's point, I wanted to point out that there is a London, Canada that's, I think, about 2.5 hours from where we live.
Wow.
So if that's the case, then he's really not too far away from his daughter, is he? Being in Seattle, Washington.
And somebody said that family, some connection with family or something like that.
I think someone did. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, it was Milo. Interesting.
But I don't feel like it was on this side of the ocean. I felt like it was, I was definitely going to Europe. And I don't know what the Russian sounding words I heard were. Obviously, I don't speak Russian or any of the Slavic languages. But
I'll jump in here, because that rang a bell. He's fluent in Russian or semi-fluent and speaks Slovakian.
I freaking love your investigative skills, Dee. Thank you. You're such a stud.
And he has family in Slovakia, I think.
Shut your mouth. What?
I think I forgot. It was Slovenia.
Slovenia. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. I'm geographically challenged in Europe. Thank you. Wow.
The pendulum work that I did landed right there by the upper part of Italy, right by Croatia and Slovenia.
Wow. And we all know your pendulum work. That is, you're pretty dang accurate.
My pendulum is great. I'm less great, but the pendulum is pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish you would like give us a bit of a class of what you do someday with that pendulum.
I hold it and tell it to do it, and it does it. I'm not kidding. I do a meditation ahead of time. It was set the intention. I usually hold my pendulum right up against my heart as I'm doing the meditation, and then it just does its thing.
Your pendulum is so afraid of getting it wrong for you.
No, it got it wrong last night on a totally different subject. I was trying to find a pair of house shoes and it sent me in the wrong direction.
They're like,
so it has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and discussing this case. This is one, you know, I didn't know too much about it. I just know that there was a district attorney that went missing and I just thought, ooh, scandalous. And I mean, I was in California, so there was really no connection for me. But I remember hearing about it. And yeah, when we started talking about PA stuff, it just, that one popped into my head and I thought, oh dude, that would be awesome. Cause I truly did not know anything about it, but hey, thank you so much. Is he dead? Is he alive? We don't know. It sounds like we're kind of leaning to possibly alive. Very interesting. I'd love to see what happens with all this. I mean, because this one's a juicy one. Maybe there might.
Did you say he was like 59 in 2005?
Yes.
So that would make him what, 82 now?
Holy fridge. Yep.
So wherever he's at, dead or alive, he's probably not real far away from one side or the other.
True. And that's why when Nadine had asked herself that question, right? Like, do you think we'll find him? That it popped into my head that if he is alive, of course we would find him and he would be intact, right? If he was alive all this time. And that makes total sense. But yeah, I did say, and just to reiterate, he was last seen headed down Route 192 to Lewisburg. And I think, Maria, you got the numbers 9 and 2 in your reading. That's freaking awesome. But
Maria, you're a rock star.
She is. But all right, guys. Well, that is it for Ray Gray Car. I know. Don't bash me, please. I don't know how to say these names. He was 59 years old at the time of his disappearance, and that disappearance was April 15th of 2005. So yeah, he is old AF. I'm almost there myself. Sorry. I was just playing around. I'm just kidding. All right, you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out and listening to our readings of this missing district attorney. And hopefully, I think that someday we may find out the real story. Bum, bum, bum. Have a great day. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mystical and Mysteries, the podcast. If you liked what you heard, please remember to hit like and subscribe. Have a question for Olivia or have a missing person that needs to be highlighted? Feel free to get in touch. You can reach her at theclaireconnection.com. Until next time, stay safe.